Starbucks is the latest company to change its loyalty program in an effort to lure more traffic into its stores. The coffee company says that starting in the middle of April, customers will have more choices in the way they redeem rewards points. Other retailers have also updated loyalty programs in an effort to keep up with online retailers like Amazon and Walmart. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and talk with Kara Salapini, editor for Retail Dive, providing news and analysis for retail executives. Kara, before I ask you specifically about Starbucks, I wanted to ask you a more general question, and that is, when it comes to places like Starbucks and Chipotle, how important are loyalty programs overall?
Yeah, so I mean, I think loyalty programs are really important for any retailer or any restaurant chain, especially when you consider that they're selling a product that can ultimately be purchased anywhere. So being able to come in and say, okay, I have a reward that I can cash in, or I have a reason to shop here, that's definitely key for all of them.
And what is the evolution of this? I mean, how have they changed over the years?
Definitely. They've changed a lot in many ways. So one of the trends that we're following on Retail Dive is more on the, in line with department stores, but there's a big movement away from requirements to sign up. So you saw a lot of store credit cards initially, and that's really being taken away. A lot of the barriers to sign up are being taken down, and you see that with Starbucks as well. They're really making sure that any customer that joins can immediately redeem rewards, and that's a way to increase the value for any customer joining.
I want to ask you about Chipotle. Last week, they unveiled a nationwide rollout of their loyalty program, and they're partnering with Venmo. Talk a little bit about the idea behind that.
So, I mean, Venmo is a really interesting case, because the way that they've come into retail right now, mobile phones are really important for younger generations, Gen Z and millennials in particular, and Venmo is a huge part of that. They've also partnered with other retailers like American Eagle, and you can pay using that app. And tying it back to Starbucks as well, Starbucks has a massively popular smartphone mobile app, and when you can order, when customers order through the mobile app on a really large basis, their mobile ordering was 11% in January of last year. So it's a huge platform for young consumers, and it's a huge platform that's also being taken into those restaurant chains.
You know what? Also, what I found fascinating about Chipotle and Starbucks is that these are low-ticket purchases, right? You know, I have a loyalty program when I have airline miles, and I spend a bunch of money. But especially when you're talking Starbucks, it's, you know, like $3 or $4 or whatever. To me, it wouldn't seem, just on the surface, worth my while to join one of these things.
Well, yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do here with this move is, okay, like you said, it's a low-ticket item. I could go anywhere to get a cup of coffee. But if I'm a part of Starbucks' loyalty program, I now have a ton of ways that I can earn rewards from it. And that's what they're trying to do, especially with expanding the number of rewards that they offer. So what they did in the past is you could redeem 125 stars for a free drink or a free food item. And they've expanded that to 25 stars gets you an extra espresso shot or an additional flavor in your drink. So they're really trying to offer a range of options that makes it more accessible for someone that, like, maybe I don't really need to spend X amount of money at Starbucks in order to get one free drink. Maybe I want to redeem more often, and then I come in more often. And it also lures in people who didn't see the value in it in the past. If I have to earn 125 stars just to get a reward, why would I join? Why wouldn't I go somewhere else? So I think that's definitely the move that they're going on that front.
Kara, thanks for making some time for us. Appreciate it. That's Kara Salapini, editor for Retail Dive.